You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Hi, I'm Kim Possible. I used to be your ordinary average girl. I was there to save the world. But when I hit 17, they gave my job to some blonde slut with a California accent and a wooden stake. I spent the next year trying to catch up on my schoolwork and finally managed to pass with some decent grades. I moved back to Middleton to start my new job as the regional manager of an affiliate chain of Fredericks of Hollywood. Yeah, Kim Possible, the super spy, world savior, was now selling lingerie. Ron was gone. He had moved in with that skanky, dark-haired ninja girl with a penchant for green low-cut tops. And in a surprising turn, Wade ended up with teen singing sensation Bertina and is in a computer cave somewhere in Malibu. Now, with my new job came a change in wardrobe. Gone were my cargo pants, skin-tight black tops, clunky boots, or gym shoes. No big, because as a regional manager representing multiple brands, I had a never-ending supply of silk blouses, silk skirts, silky lacy lingerie, and spiked heels. Daddy Possible's little girl grew up and found men and all the delights they could offer. I loved looking like and being a slut. Once I got back to Middleton, I hooked up with Bonnie and we hit the town hard. Nightclubs and hot spots and raves, and more than a few one-night stands. That night, I saw him. A buff guy on the dance floor who removed his shirt due to the heat in the room. I felt my nipples tighten as I was instantly in lust. I only saw him from the back, but I could see the muscles play across his back and the way he moved to the music with such a flowing grace. Of course, being half drunk, I immediately wrapped my arms around him from the back and then felt another set of muscled arms slide around my waist. Instantly, a threesome ran through my head when the guy in front turned.
Hicka-bicka-boo, hoo-sha.
Tweebs? It looked like it wasn't only Daddy Possible's little girl who grew up. Jim and Tim were hunks.